The enemy does not know your thoughts. God knows your thoughts. The enemy doesn't know your thoughts. The devil does not know your thoughts. So how he operates on how you act, what you say. Listen to what I'm telling you. If you wake up and you start speaking negative things, the enemy acts on those things. If you get up and start speaking things that's against you, the enemy acts on them things. That's how the devil acts. He don't know what to do sometimes until you speak. Now understand something. We can't kill demons. They already damned to hell, okay? But we can't kill them. So every place that you go, there could be a demonic spirit everywhere. They're everywhere. You can cast them out, but they are going in arid places seeking. Means they're looking for somebody to devour, to take root inside of you. So when you speak certain things, sometimes you don't even realize that you are calling a demonic spirit to its attention to you on certain things that you say. Now, the Bible teaches us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if you're speaking life, you're speaking godly things. The enemy can't even get around that stuff. But the moment you start speaking death, death is anything that's not godly. The enemy preys on stuff like that. So negativity, talking down to somebody, making fun of somebody, you know, wanting to cuss at somebody out. All of those things are things of the devil. And he acts on them things. Sometimes they don't act right when you say the things. You may say something. They may not act on it until next week. But you've already said something. And you given them some type of authority that you don't even realize that you've given them. I'm telling you, it's real. Why do you think sometimes that you say certain things, and then like 2 days later, something else pops up in your mind about what you said 2 days ago? Because the enemy don't act right then sometimes. They take advantage. They smart. Why do you think sometimes you go places? You may go to the bathroom and want to look at your phone and go certain places and do certain things and you feel a different type of way at a different time or a different place, because demons have stations where they stay at. And they're waiting on you to walk in and speak something so they can latch on to you sometimes. Why you think the Bible teaches us to pray without ceasing? Why you think the Bible teaches us to fast and prayer and to pray and resist the devil and he will flee? Why you think it says certain things like that? Because Satan is the god of this age to the non-believer. So if he's the god of this age to the non-believer, if he's out here on this earth seeking and who he may devour, if you're not covered in the blood of Jesus, listen to what I'm telling you. If you're not covered, you're going to get covered, and you're going to get covered by the wrong thing. You're going to get covered by some demons. It sounds crazy, but it's true. That's why, like in my household, we're trying to, I mean, I'm not perfect, but we try to stay so positive. We try to say, make all our conversations seasoned with salt. The Bible teaches us to keep our conversations that way. And the reason why is because the enemy acts on what you say. So why do you think when you get angry, and you're not all that angry at first, but the moment you start saying certain things and start, you know, yelling or screaming or cussing or doing something like that, you get even angrier and angrier and angrier. Why? Because you're feeding that spirit. That's what the enemy wants you to do. So for instance, if you want to lose weight and you calling yourself fat and you speaking that, the enemy acts on that and have you doing things contradictory to what you just spoke on. You got to speak life into those situations. The enemy wants you to speak death in everything that you do. Everything. That's what the enemy wants you to do. It's crazy. Watch what you say. Pray. That's why the Bible says be slow to speak. It's all in there, y'all. Be careful, because the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy you. Never forget that. So speak life, resist, and walk with Christ above the norm.